Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record all day long.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh no!
Dive straight in there. Good evening, Claire.
Hello.
Hello, Claire. My name's Ian Lee. There's a lady in the studio. Who are you, lady?
Me, Catherine.
There we go. It's hey. Ian and Catherine. Hey, Claire.
Hi.
Hiya. What's going on? What's going on in Claire's accessories? Hey, let's play a game with Claire called Claire's Accessories.
All right.
Claire.
Let's guess right. Which one she's wearing.
You,
Stop. I've got it.
What have you done? You've broken the chair.
We've got to guess which accessory she's actually wearing tonight.
Okay, all right. Okay. Well, first question is, are you wearing any accessories this evening, Claire?
No.
Okay, well, that's the end. That's
what? No earrings?
No.
No necklace?
No, just my PJs.
Oh.
Have you got a watch on?
I've got a bracelet on.
Oh!
Well, you shouldn't have given it away. Outrageous. What are your PJs? I'm guessing they're kind of like Disney PJs.
No.
I'm thinking we can see a Minnie.
No.
Minnie Mouse. Is it Minnie Mouse, Claire?
No, just old plain pyjamas.
Oh, right.
Are we talking like
pajamas?
I'm boring.
Are we talking like old men's stripy pyjamas or are we talking like them sort of sweats?
Old lady pyjamas.
Old lady. She's an old lady. I tell you what you don't see anymore is the old grandma with the... dressed the nightie from the neck down to the floor and the granny glasses and the white hair in a bun.
Oh, what, Flo. Like, yeah, the one like out of the cartoons.
I was thinking of the one out of the Beverly Hillbillies, but sure, why not?
I was thinking of Tweety Pie's owner.
There we go. That works. Yeah, that works. That works.
That's what I wear on a Saturday night.
Yeah, oh, Claire, sexy. Party time with the sexy. Claire, you're the first caller to the show tonight and it is so good. So good. Funny how it seems. Always inside. But never in time with creams.
What? With creams?
I don't know the words.
With creams.
Here's the thing, Catherine. I'm gonna let you, Catherine and Claire, I'm going to let you guys into a little secret. I don't know the words to a lot of songs.
That's no secret.
But if you sing with confidence, Claire, no one will ever know.
Well, not true.
Exactly.
Anyway, Claire, you are the first cab off the rank, if you don't mind me comparing you to a car. What? What? Oh, she quite liked it. What would you like to say tonight?
Well, I was ringing up, I was talking about, because I was in the chat magazine that you guys were talking about.
Oh! Yes, whoa! Whoa! Yes, hang on a minute! Yes, you're in chat. Yes. You're in chat. It's fate.
I'm looking at your face now.
Hang on. Whoa, 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 whoa. This is what happens when two worlds collide. Chatted's Fate is, as regular listeners will know, is our favourite magazine. I bought Catherine a year-long subscription as her Christmas present. And yeah, I like you, Claire.
Aren't I spoiled rotten, Claire?
Yes, Claire.
Claire, you're
how to treat a woman.
You're in Chatted's Fate.
Yes, the little shop of horrors.
I'm looking at a picture. My God, what amazing eye makeup you have. That must take you ages, does it? I don't know.
Years of experience.
What? Hang on, I've not read your story. What is your story in this episode of Chat It's Fate?
Well, I got approached by a lady, obviously, because I run my own paranormal company for the past 10 years.
Yeah.
And I've got a shop in Oxfordshire, and I've turned the back. It's an old Victorian-style building. and I do Victorian style seances in the back room.
Oh,
Well, this is outrageous! Right, hang on a minute. Where are you based?
I'm based in Farringdon in Oxfordshire.
We could make it. That's not far
from Newcastle.
This is what confused me. Okay, well, you're not far from me. Well, okay. First things first, Claire. We have to, after this, if you don't mind, we're going to take your details because me and Catherine want to come and contact the dead in your back room, if that's okay, because we're not that far from there.
Yeah, you're more than welcome to come along.
Oh, I love you, Claire. Okay, so first things first. So you run a paranormal shop.
Yes, well, I run a paranormal company. I do ghost events all over the UK, from Scotland all the way down to Brighton.
Yeah.
And I've also got a Victorian style seance room in the back of my shop in Farringdon.
Well, what is the shop? So is the shop a spooky shop, or is the shop like a normal shop?
Yes, just like a normal. It was a vintage shop.
Yeah.
But now we're all just office based, but I've had to change it over over the past year or so due to my husband's illness.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
But I've still kept the back room all Victorian style, and I still do the Victorian seances there.
I don't know your husband's condition. I don't want to pry too much. Maybe it's in the story. I've genuinely not read the story.
But his name is Jason and he's 48.
Well, hello, Jason. Are you and your husband able to produce ectoplasm?
Come on.
No, she said, Catherine, she said a Victorian seance and they were full of ectoplasm. Is that part of what you do?
That's what they did back in the day, wasn't it? All this fakery and the ectoplasm. No, it's a dry event. Yeah, we're a little bit different. We're the real deal. Whatever you experience during the seances, you know, it's real.
Okay.
It's all real.
So now tell us a little bit about Chat It's Fake, because me and Kath genuinely love it. We have a laugh with it, but we were reading from it last night. We didn't get to your story. So they contacted you, did they, and said, look, we're from Chat It's Fake. Do you want to be interviewed for us? Is that how it works?
Yes, I have been in there a couple of times.
I bet once they find someone, they milk them.
Yes, but yeah, she contacted me through all the paranormal stuff that I do, on social media and all that.
Yeah.
But she contacted us and she gave us a call, and we're just talking about all different stories that I had. In this one, with my seance room, is the one that she liked the most.
All right, listen. We've never done this before, Claire.
Yeah.
But what we like to do, and normally we save this for after midnight, but what the hell? What we like to do is we like to get Catherine to read the stories and do the voices.
I wouldn't have picked that accent, to be honest. How would I have known?
It's a great accent. Now, Claire, would this be too embarrassing? And by the way, get pens and papers, guys, because we're going to give out all of Claire's details, her Twitter handle and everything you need to know. And Catherine and I genuinely, if that's still okay with you, Claire, we're going to come and we're going to have a seance with you in the back room, and we'll tape it and everything. But
let's see if she's still talking to us after this.
Would you be too embarrassed if to listen to Catherine reading? Hang on a minute. You haven't got Chat It's Fate there, have you, Claire?
No, I actually haven't.
Oh, I was going to say you could read out your bit.
Well, hang on a minute. Right, you're on Twitter. I could take a picture of the thing and you could read out your lines from it.
It might get too complicated. Catherine, would you mind reading Claire's story?
Claire might mind.
And Claire, if at any point you want to come in and criticise either the way the story's been reported, we know what these journos are like, or if you want to criticise Catherine for being offensive to people from the northeast of England.
How are
we? Jeez, I'm so sorry. Claire's instantly regretting calling in.
I know. I've got a Geordie friend and she taught me how to say, do yous want a Ferrero Rocher while yous wait? That's when she's being posh.
Right, Catherine, let's hear it. And Claire, your fate is open. You jump in at any moment that you want. But this is Catherine reading from this month's Chat It's Fate about Claire, who's on the line to us right now. Away you go, Catherine.
Little Shop of Horrors, but I wouldn't have it any other way. Claire Priest.
Hang on a second. Claire.
I've got to do it all in Claire's voice.
No, hang on. Claire, please stop laughing. I don't think you're taking this. This is a serious report that we're doing here. We can't have you giggling in the background. Please.
Right, I'll be good.
Thank you. Naughty Claire. Carry on, please, Catherine.
Walking around an empty shop unit in a beautiful old building, I turned excitedly to my husband, Jason, 48.
Hang on a minute. You have to do that in her voice.
Well, the whole thing.
Well, if that's her talking, then of course you do.
Oh, no. All right. OK. Sorry, Claire. Sorry, Newcastle. Sorry, Northeast. Walking around an empty shop unit in a beautiful old building, I turned excitedly to me husband, Jason, 48.
She's not spuggy.
When will me boobs grow, Jeff?
No, she's not spuggy. Come on.
Right, it's perfect, I said happily. I knew the ground floor of the five-storey Victorian building in Farringdon would be the ideal space to house the gothic and vintage shop Jason and I had always dreamed of running. And that wasn't the only thing that made me long to rent the shop. As Jason and I were shown around the place by the owner, I felt the hairs on my neck stand on end. We're being watched by spirits.
Here we go. I love it.
Sorry, Claire. One of the spirits was a tall man wearing a black top hat and tailcoat. I also spotted a blonde young woman in a Victorian maid's uniform. But far from being scared, I was delighted. You see, I'm a paranormal investigator. I love all things supernatural, and I knew the spirits were just interested in us and didn't mean us any harm. Far from putting me off, the spirits were a bonus. It made me more eager to rent the shop. The following day, in October 2016, I started kitting out the front room.
Knitting?
Of the
I started knitting.
I thought
knitting.
I was going to say knitting. Well, I don't know what they do.
Hang on a second. Let's find out. Claire, do you knit?
No, I can't even thread a needle.
Okay, all right. Well, that
she started kitting out the shop.
Okay, all right.
With rails and shelves to display my range of quirky and retro clothing, including goth and vintage outfits, original army jackets. Oh, you want one of them, don't you?
Yeah, I do, actually, yeah.
And funky steampunk-style hats. Oh, they're the ones with the goggles on, right?
Yeah.
Love them.
I love a bit of steampunk. I don't dress up for steampunk, but I love seeing people in steampunk.
I love it when anyone has a go in the dressing up box.
Yeah.
I hung vintage corsets on a rail in the corridor which ran through the other room at the back of the building, and I had an extra special plan for the back room. Candlelit vigils. I always do the little subtitles in a different voice. Candlelit vigils.
Is this, Claire, I have to ask, is this too offensive for you? I mean...
No, no, it's absolutely fine. I'm good. Loving it.
Good, OK, because it's all done with love.
Tonight, the role of Claire will be played by me, badly. It's got the most spirit activity in the whole place, so I'm going to use it to hold candlelit Victorian-style seances, I told Jason. What? How does Jason talk?
He's an Oxford boy.
All right. great idea.
Jason.
He grinned. I decorated the room with atmospheric green and black flock wallpaper. Oh, gorgeous. Filled it with gorgeous antique furniture. When I'd finished, it really looked the part. But all the time I was setting up the shop and seance room, I constantly felt as if I was being watched. The resident phantoms were keeping a very close eye on what I was up to. Spooky room.
Right, serious question, Claire. Right. None of this, these vibes and these, none of this freaked you out. You're like thinking, yeah, this is, you embrace all of this, right?
Oh, God, yeah, I love it.
Wow, you're weird, but I love it. I love the weirdness. This is great. I can't wait to meet you. We're so coming up. Go on, carry on, Catherine, sorry.
Spooky room. And I wasn't the only one who could sense the spirits in the place. When I finally opened the shop, which I called Vintage Goth Shadows, lots of customers picked up the spooky atmosphere, especially while browsing in my back room. Oh, my God, it really sends a shiver down your spine in there, they would exclaim. I bet none of them spoke like that.
What, Oasis went in there one day?
Oh, my God, it's buzzing.
Was that Manchester?
It is. It's the only one I can do.
That's where Kat's from, but you wouldn't believe it from a terrible Manchester accent. It's awful, Claire.
As the weeks passed, I psychically sensed more about the spirits in the shop. The man in the top hat, who was called George, had once lived in the building when it was house. The young, blonde spirit, Beth, had been his maid, and George's wife, Mary, also started to appear. She was dressed in a black dress, a dark mourning veil covering her face. She was obviously grieving for someone. Oh. But who? It was when I was holding a seance in the back room one night that I got me answer. My guests and I sat around the table, and as usual, I said prayers of protection. And I asked them, do you want a Ferrero Rocher while you're with?
Please. Please. I'm sorry, Chris. Please. Out of respect.
Spirits of this place, please come forward, I said. Everyone gasped as Mary's dark, shadowy figure appeared in the corner of the room. That's got to be bullshit, Claire. Whoa. Did she?
Well,
no, it's not.
It's not bullshit. Right, what, you watch your language, Catherine, right, please. Do not diss our caller like that. And we're going...
I'm not dissing her. I want more. I want more.
We're going to get more. We're going to go and see this shadowy figure at some point.
Oh, gosh. You're talking about Mary or... No, don't be rude, Claire.
Oh, come on. I'm so sorry, Claire. This is
suddenly,
not what we're about.
One of the women in the group started to cry uncontrollably. My arms feel heavy as though I'm holding a baby, she sobbed.
What? Mm. That's a strange sentence.
Yeah, her arms feel heavy as if she's holding a baby.
They can get very heavy, those babies.
Big, big baby. You must be picking up on the spirit's emotions, I told her gently. And that's when images from the past started to play in my head like a film. I saw Mary, George and Beth's sad story. Tragic death.
How can you laugh at the phrase tragic death? This is how warped you are. Tragic death. Outrageous.
Mary had given birth to a baby, but the tot died soon afterwards. Do you use the word tot, Claire, or is that something they've added in?
I think that's something they've added in.
Yeah, I don't imagine anyone says tot. But the tot died soon afterwards, leaving Mary heartbroken. Not long after this, Beth, who'd been having an affair with George, the mucky cow...
Filming.
..got pregnant with his child. George, terrified about how Mary would react, pushed poor Beth down the stairs. Wow! Killing both her and her unborn tot. When the séance room swam back into room, interview, I shuddered. It was just so tragic. After that, whenever I had a séance in the room, women would start crying.
Even men.
Really?
Yeah.
Even men. I knew they were experiencing Mary's heart-wrenching grief for the loss of her baby. Thankfully, though, I often heard Beth laughing. Wow, she's cold. Despite her tragic death, she was a fun, cheerful spirit. And although George's actions were terrible, I knew he was truly sorry for what he'd done in a moment of madness. Beth and the other spirits seemed to enjoy playing up for guests during seances because they'd often make candles jump out of candelabras, touch people and knock books onto the floor. I grew really fond of the spirits in my shop. Ah, but sadly, in June 2018, I had to close the shop to be there for Jason after he was diagnosed with cancer.
Now you were... Nah, Claire.
She's laughing.
Now we've got you, Catherine. Now we've got you. Now you regret being all... Why didn't you laugh at that? Why didn't you do a silly voice there? Why you've been disrespectful?
Silly voice, that's her accent. How dare you?
She's got me there, Claire, I'll be honest. She's got... If this was a court case, I'd be done, but yeah.
It's all right, everyone.
You're a hypocrite, Catherine.
It was a gruelling battle, but in May 2019, he was finally told he was cancer-free. We can go back to the accent.
Do that in a funny voice, then. No. That's good news.
Funny voice, again. Your southernist attitude.
Do it in a Newcastle voice, then, because that's good news. Is he still cancer-free, Claire? Is he good?
Yeah, he's all good.
Yeah, we'll do it in a funny voice.
We were over the moon.
Yay! I'm pleased to hear that. That's good. Good for him.
Now we use the shop as HQ for Jason's security company and my cleaning business. But I still hold seances in the back room. And I'm always buying antiques to add to the Victoriana atmosphere in my seance room. My collection now includes a red-haired Victorian doll. I've got another one of them if you want it.
No.
Is that a redhead?
Yeah. Because
it's a three-headed doll. It's a Victorian style doll.
Three-headed? Did you say yours is three-headed?
Yes, yeah, a three-headed doll. It's a Victorian style doll.
You mean? It's got three faces.
Yeah, it's got a sad face, a happy face, and a tearful face.
Hey, let's cut her off now. I'm not having this. We have history. I know you're new to the show, Claire. We have. And this isn't even a joke now.
There's a haunted doll in my boot as we speak.
We have very uncomfortable history with haunted dolls. We bought one night for a laugh, but the night I bought it, we bought it on eBay. I went out, my car had been vandalised. Catherine's car broke down the next day. I got very, very seriously ill shortly after it. So I'm not going if there's a spooky doll there. And I'm not... It's not a joke. It's not like a haunted doll.
It's just like a Victorian style doll.
You say that, but Chatted's Fate says you say they must all have spirits attached to them because every time I buy a new piece, another ghost appears.
No.
Yeah, no, that's not the doll. That is like the spinning wheel in this old...
The spinning wheel? She's got a haunted spinning wheel. Flipping heck.
And a broomstick. On top of that, I've discovered that the back room of the shop was built... Oh, here we go. Guess what it was built on?
It was either a plague pit or an ancient burial ground.
I've discovered the back room of the shop was built on what was once the yard of an orphanage. I often spot the spirits of children that once lived there too.
This room really
is jumping with ghosts.
No.
Although I miss my vintage goth store, running it was a wonderful time for which I'll always be thankful. And best of all, I still get to hang around with a friendly ghost in my super spooky shop.
Have you, Claire, can I ask you a question? Have you ever had the willies put up you?
One day for sure.
Welcome.
Really low rent. Claire, that is wicked. Are you at Paranormal Event on Twitter?
Yes, I have. Where I do all the events and everything. Yeah.
Your eye makeup is. Have you seen? Go look at her Twitter feed.
I know. I've seen
the eye makeup's incredible.
I do the goth weekends and Whitby and all that. I do the station in pub at Whitby, so I'm into like the goth and the steampunk. Yeah.
Listen, Claire. DM me or Kat, we'll DM you, we'll swap emails and stuff. You are such a good sport. We would love. I'm in Aylesbury, so I'm not that far from you. We'd love to come along one day, one evening, and have a little seance and record it, and we'll, you know, do a little chat and play it all out on the air, if that's all right.
Yeah, I'll do you as a nice little ghost walk around Farringdon, because it's an 800-year-old town where, you know, Judge Jeffrey, the hanging judge, do all these hangings with Oliver Cromwell. So yeah,
wicked.
I'll show you all the little ghost details as well.
What is the website? If people want, I didn't know Claire was going to phone in. This is lovely. I think you were talking to her on Twitter, but
I was talking to Claire's friend who was listening, who alerted Claire, which
this is
brilliant.
Great. This is great, man. This is why I love this show so much. What's the website, Claire, if people want to go and have a look at your stuff?
It's www.shadowsofthenight.co.uk.
Shadowsofthenight.co.uk.
Yes, that's the one.
And here's the thing. You're in Farringdon, right? In Oxford?
Yes.
Lane has just tweeted me. Mm-hmm. This is... Because he's from Newcastle, isn't he? He's from that way. He's got a funny voice.
I thought he was from, like, Durham.
Something like that. It's the same place.
He says... did an event in Newcastle as well.
This is canny freaky-like.
Do the voice.
I was.
Oh.
This is canny freaky-like, but the lass who played Spuggy was actually from Farringdon... in Sunderland.
I think I'm going to hang up.
Claire, you should have hung up 20 minutes ago if you had any sense. Claire, it's nice to speak to you. Best of luck to you and your fella. And I'm glad he's on the mend. And we'll meet very, very soon. Thank you, Claire.
Thank you, mate.
Bye-bye. Whoa.
She's lovely.
She was a very, very good sport to put up with. Basically, that was a racially insensitive accent you were doing there. And we're lucky we don't get an Ofcom for that. I might complain to Ofcom about that because that was outrageous.
Unfortunately, then you did the Spuggy voice and ruined it for yourself.
Okay, all right. She was great. Thank you, Claire. Oh, we're going to go.
And thank you to Claire's friend.
Who was? Was it John? Did I say it was John? It was somebody, and a lot of men are called John these days. So it was John. Thank you, John. Wow, what start to the show? Mm-hmm. Who's going to be the next caller? People listening, thinking, "Oh God, I'm never going to live up to that." Don't worry, that's our job. But she was great.
Yeah, and this is another thing that I love about this show. Sometimes I have to work to find guests. Sometimes they land in our laps. You know, the other day we were talking about Matt Monro Jr.
Oh yes.
Someone who's worked with Matt Monro Jr. Was listening at the time, put me in touch with his people, and he's on the show tomorrow.
Oh, this is great. We should warn him, it's a full moon tomorrow, and it's Friday the 13th, so it's going to be a weird one. But that's fantastic. Oh, well, and also, we've got on Monday, I'm not sure who's coming in. It's either Clinton Baptiste is coming in or Alex Lowe. I don't quite know who's coming in.
Maybe one will come in and then let the other one
in. Quite possibly. Mm-hmm. I think next week we've also got Professor Joe Lavens coming on to talk about this planet that has been found. And at some point in the near future, I spoke to her today. We got Saffron from Republica. She's phoned her up and we had a lovely, lovely chat. She's going to come in at some point in the next couple of weeks. So we got some nice guests going on, man. Thank you, Claire. That was brilliant. I loved that. What a lovely start to the show. We carry on. The switchboard is empty, dear listener. 03444991000. The late night alternative. Ian Lee, Catherine Boyle, and some spooky ghosts. This is Talk Radio.
We are Talk Radio.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Stimulating nightly emissions guaranteed to open your eyes and your mind.
Oh, my word.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Just trying to, we're just playing Guess How Old Matt Munro Jr. is. I'm guessing 63.
No.
Go on.
55.
Is he really? Okay, yeah. All right. Okay, that's interesting. He's 9 years older than me. He did... I remember saying that on Pebble Mill at one. He either did a track or an album of duets with his dad after his dad had passed away. And also, it's really unusual. Can we name any other? Looking forward to chatting to him, actually. I'm going to have to dig out my Matt Munro CDs tomorrow and have a little listen on the way in. Can we think of any other British celebrities who named their children after themselves and added the junior? Because it's an American thing.
It is a very American thing.
It's an American thing. And I'm guessing Matt Munro was, I think, pretty big in the States as well in the 60s. So perhaps he picked up on that vibe.
Danny Dyer.
Well, yeah, all right. I suppose we have to.
Isn't Joe Pasquale's son? He's changed his name for showbiz purposes, but I think he's called Joe Pasquale as well, really.
I think he is, actually. I got a text, Joe Pasquale, because I saw him in, like... February, and he said he was going to come on the show, but then I think he changed his number. I'll text you. Let me write this down. I'm getting really good. I'll tell you what I did today. 0344 499 1000. Last night when I went to bed, I was so tired when I got to bed last night. I was dying on my feet, right? But I got to bed and I wrote a list of things I had to do because I've not been, the last couple of weeks, I've not been very motivated and I've not really been doing stuff and I've been just sort of getting by and stuff. And I thought, I've got to break out of this funk. Right, of just letting the days go by than do the radio show. I'm not really achieving anything. So I wrote a list, and it was a list. This is the trick with writing lists of things to do. Make it doable. Not I've got to paint, you know, the living room or something. Make it doable. Mm-hmm. So my list is I've got to phone three people, one of whom I forgot to phone, actually, looking at this list. But one was phone, and I don't like making phone calls, so it's quite tricky. One is phone my mate Garner, one is phone Saffron, one is send an article I'd written, one was send two invoices for something, and one was... clear out the rubbish from my car and look at getting tickets for some event that we're going to. And I did all of it, apart from finding one guy. I did all of it. But I wrote it last night. And the sense of satisfaction of going, right, I've done that. I've done those invoices. I can put a line through that. It's great. I've forgotten how powerful that is. So tomorrow, what have I got to do?
Tomorrow, you've got to buy paint.
Well, I've got to buy paint. What was I just talking about on air?
Don't know, tuned out.
I pressed the dump button there because I was so exasperated by Catherine's attitude, I swore.
Sorry.
I dropped an F-bomb there.
I was talking to lovely Claire.
So exasperated. I was exasperated by Catherine's attitude that I threw out an F-bomb and then dumped myself.
Sorry.
But I was saying something. This is what I was talking about, the list. Amy, Please tell me you were listening, Amy.
You said you had to ring someone that you forgot to ring today.
No, that wasn't it.
That was it.
That's the last bit I heard as well.
No, but that wasn't it. I was going to write down, I said, right, I'm going to write down something I've got to do. Oh, I've been doing lists recently because I've not been feeling very...
They've got to be doable.
Yeah, but before that, I said, Ray will know.
Because he's a bumlick.
No, he's not... Yes, he is a bumlick. Evening, Ray.
Evening.
Ray, Catherine... Well, all right, Kath called you out as a bumlick. I find that offensive, but
yet,
accurate.
Here
accurate.
We go.
But Ray, what was the thing I was going to write down... Thank you very much, New Beginnings, Chris Eubank Jr. Imagine you literally just tuned in then. What? What was the thing I said I had to write down for tomorrow?
Oh, I didn't catch that because I was busy ringing in.
He was too busy rimming me. Ray! Come on! Someone must know. I'm looking at... Is anyone listening to this flipping show? Is anyone listening? No one on Twitter is... Is anyone listening? Right, hang on a minute. I'm taking this call straight to air. Mark, what was it I had to remember?
Oh, hello.
Yeah, come on.
I can't remember now. You caught me out here, man.
What is wrong with everyone?
Oh.
This show is like a dementia test and you're all failing it. No, Mark, what? Right, Ray, stay there. Mark, what have you got for us?
Okay. Right. Last night you had a lady on that got MS.
Yeah, we did. You're absolutely right, yes.
Mel.
Right. Can you look up, one of you, look up what? Home Repair Assistance what? Grants? If you look that up,
yeah.
Right, and look down the list, maybe the CAB website.
Yeah, hang on, it's a lot of work. Is that going to be, Mark? It's a lot of work for us to do. We're radio hosts, trying to remember what we were going to write down on a list of things to do for tomorrow.
Well, you'll remember in a minute.
Okay.
But anyway.
Yes. Well, she can do this.
To help the lady.
Yeah.
There is, if people just put in home repair assistance grant.
Yes.
And then look down the thing.
But then isn't that you get like, I don't know, 750 quid a grand to put in ramps and those handholds by the toilets and stuff like that.
The grant can go up to £30,000.
Sweet home Alabama. I'm checking that out tomorrow.
And 36,000 in Wales.
Wowzers. I don't really... Okay.
It's to do with needs and this, that and the other, and it's a bit of postcode lottery to do with different councils and this, that and the other. But it's worth applying. If you're not sure or can't remember, contact your local elected councillor.
Yes.
And basically, or phone the council and just say, home repair assistance grant. I'm disabled, and they'll put you in contact with the right people.
Well, hopefully Mel is listening to that, Mark. That is excellent advice. Thank you.
And something else.
Yeah.
I'm a qualified professional interior designer. What's your question to do with painting your room for fun?
You didn't have a question.
What is
you just
going
mentioned
on?
It.
Is every... Catherine, just stay there, Mark. Catherine, have you spoken to all of the callers tonight? Are you gas-lamping me?
No.
Are you? You're... All
I'm
right.
Not gaslamping anyone. Why? What?
Oh, come on. You've got together with everybody here to try and make me think I'm going crazy.
Me?
No! Goodbye, Mark.
Everyone needs to cool out.
Thank you, Emily Jane. Phone Joe Pasquale. Thank you.
Oh, I heard that bit. Was that it?
Ray, what would you like to say? God, I'm losing.
Right, you want a famous junior and senior?
Yes, I do, please, actually.
Albert Hammond, he named his son Albert Hammond Jr.
Who's Albert Hammond?
That great songwriter who wrote The Air That I Breathe, When I Need You.
Sometimes...
Is he a Brit?
He is. He's from Gibraltar.
So he's Gibraltarian?
Gibraltarian.
Yeah. Gibraltarian.
They're called Gibraltarians.
We don't know his politics, but we know he's a Gibraltarian. Okay, and what did his son do? Oh, his son didn't actually have to have done anything. Okay, fine. Yeah, we'll take that.
His son was a member of the Strokes.
Oh. Was he really?
Yeah, frontman.
Was he really? Okay. Yeah. Well, I think that's cheating. You shouldn't be allowed to be in a pop band if your dad wrote a pop song. Of course you could.
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. All right, Ray. Anything else?
No, that'll be my last.
Do you want to... I want to end this phone call in a dramatic way, because... what can we do? Any ideas, Ray?
Bum, poo, wee.
Oh, well, that's...
Oh,
that's
God,
not...
you disgust
Jeez.
Me.
Jeez! What a jerk! Can we, right, we'll do some ads. And just everyone just have a long, hard think. Not like that, Catherine. A long, hard think about yourselves, all right? Jeez. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are
Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.